弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，真的就是我们在神的面前，按着他的吩咐，在主日的时候，我们来到神家里面聚集。
And thanks to the Lord, by His command, we come together on the first day of the seventh in His name.
那早上的时候呢，在这边和弟兄姊妹来交通旷野的经历。
Today we're going to talk about the experience in the wilderness.
那因为我们弟兄曾经在我们中间交通过这一段的话语。
Because a brother has shared with us this message before.
那我也希望能够在弟兄姐妹的中间再把一些的重点再把它交通出来。
So today I want to highlight for you some of the key points in this passage.
那也思想到我们教会今年的主题。
And also we talk about the main theme of our church this year.
那让我们可以思想到就是说到底我们为什么要有一个会幕在我们的中间。
And we'll think about why do we need a tabernacle in the midst of our area.
那首先呢我们知道就是进入幔内呢是代表我们心里面与我们主的关系。
So first off, to go into this tabernacle talks about how our heart has a relationship with the Lord.
出到营外呢让我们可以在外面的生活有一个表现。
And when we leave the tent, how we have to live our life in the world.
所以每一次我们聚会的时候在我们的里面我们心里面渴慕与主有一个好的关系。
So that's why every time when we gather, we hope that we could build a relationship with our Lord.
每一次聚会完了呢，到外面呢，我们的生活有一定神儿女的表现。
And after our meeting, when we go back out into the world, how we have to live our life in a certain standard.
所以在聚会里面的时候，让我们可以常常来仰望这位荣耀的基督。
So that's why in our meeting, how we long to see Him.
所以呢，我们不看世上的事跟世上的人。
So we no longer focus on the people of this world or the things of this
world. 因为我们希望我们得能力的来源就是基督。
Because we know that the origin of our strength is from Christ.
那一路上呢，我们出去我们要跟随卑微的耶稣。
And that's why when we go out, we follow the humble Christ.
所以人家可以看到原来我们是跟过主的人。
So then people could separate us and tell that we follow Christ.
这一群人跟别人不一样。
That this group of people are different from the other people.
所以早上我们就要从出埃及记来看我们今天的信息。
So that's why this morning we're going to focus on the book of
Exodus. 那在弟兄准备一段这个 YouTube 的一个简短的这个影片的时候。
So when a brother is pulling up a short video from YouTube,
那我在这里再一次的讲，就是从出埃及记开始。
I want to focus to you that from the book of Exodus.
基本上呢，是神得到一个团体在地上。
Basically, God now has a group of people following Him.
这个团体呢，是属于神的团体。
And this group belongs to God Himself.
好像在创世纪的时候，神造了亚当。
Just like in the book of Genesis, God created Adam.
那我们也看到有挪亚。
And then we see Noah.
亚伯拉罕
Abraham,
然后呢以撒雅各约瑟
Isaac, Jacob, Joseph
好像都看到一个一个一个的人物在那里
And then we see that this one by one by one this character shows up
我们看到呢从雅各到摩西的时候
And then we see that from Jacob to Moses
从一个人变成两百万人
From one person it now become a group of 2 million
那在四百年之间产生那么多神的儿女
And then in these 400 years how many people came together
弟兄姊妹想想看如果我们只是我们今天一个人的生活结束之后就结束了
Brothers and sisters if this life ends with just one person
可能你觉得影响力就只有你自己一个人而已
Then maybe you think that the influence is only ends with that one person
可是当我们想到神拯救我们这一个人的时候四百年之后却是拯救我们许多许多的家人。
But if you think about it, if God saves you one today, many, many years later, it will be your whole family that will be saved.
一代一代一代在世上还有敬畏神的人。
From generation to generation to generations, more and more people will respect God.
我们来看这一段的影片。
Let's take a look.It's hard to kill. Who knows what's near before? Moses was able and willing to put his staff into the water.
The 红海就立时堆积成垒,
and at that instant, the Red Sea opened.
因为摩西他遵守耶和华的吩咐,
because Moses followed God's command.
他愿意在神的儿女面前来遵行神的旨意,
he's willing to follow the command of God in front of the other brothers.
所以就在神的儿女面前做成这事,
so that's why in front of the children of God, he was able to perform this task.
我们也看到神的同在,
and then we see that God's presence has never left them.
当时云柱火柱怎么样保守神的儿女顺利出埃及,
and at that time, how the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire led his people out of Egypt.
今天神的话语能保守我们一样我们也能出埃及,
and today God's words has the same request to lead us out from this world.
早上记得交通守耶和华的吩咐, 第一点我们知道, 当我们愿意守神的吩咐的时候, 带来甘甜,
so when we listen to the Lord's command, the first thing we notice is that it will bring to us sweetness.
所以呢, 在荧幕上这里呢, 是一个整个以色列百姓出埃及的一个路程。
So here you see of a map of how the Israelites leave Egypt.
所以呢,
it started here.
所以呢, 当他们呢, 开始出埃及的时候,
when they start, so when they first started, they first go south and then they go north.
那他们在红海边的时候,
and then when they're at the verge of the Red Sea, Pharaoh thought that they were lost.
不会因为非利士人来面对他们就退缩回埃及,
but in fact, God is testing, trialing his people to show them that he is with them.
所以呢, 在这个地方呢, 就是我们刚刚看到影片的所在,
so here, that's exactly where we saw the little clip on.
那一路上他们就开始往南往南,
so they would go south and south until today, that's where we're going to focus on. So I think, brothers and sisters, you have, you're quite familiar with the story of Exodus.
那在这里呢,
so today, I want to ask you this one thing.
过红海几天, 开始呢,
so how many days when they were stuck in front of the Red Sea, in what days when they start complaining?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Did they start on the 5th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, or 1st day?
弟兄姊妹, 选一个答案,
brother and sister, pick one. Which day did they start to complain?
第一天,
the 1st day.
第三天,
the 3rd day.
当天,
that the very day.
好, 正确答案,
correct answer.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, after so many miracles,
可是三天的时间
But it just took them 3 days.
他们就开始抱怨
On the third day, they start complaining.
然后这三天也非常的不容易
And how it was a difficult 3 days.
为什么呢
How come?
因为他们正在一个非常赶路的过程里面
Because they were really rushing to make some distance.
所以呢这几天下来所带的水很自然的就用完了
So after that many days, very naturally, they drink up all of the water.
所以他们需要喝水
So now they need more water.
可是喝什么呢
Then what are they going to drink?
他们到了这个马拉这个地方
Now that they got to the plain of Mana.
马拉这个地方
The place of Mila.
那这个地方的水是苦的
And at that place, the water was bitter.
不能喝
Water that cannot be taken.
所以那么多的百姓
So that many people,
跟着摩西而行
they follow Moses into this land.
他们在这个地方要水喝
And at this land they ran out of water.
我们也知道人不能一天没有水
And we know that we cannot survive without water.
所以整个怨声四起
So that's when they start complaining.
所以这是当他们出埃及的时候刚刚开始他们的怨声到达神那里了
So when they start leaving Egypt and they started complaining, now these voices came to the Lord.
所以呢当时神就给摩西一个吩咐
And at that time, the Lord gave Moses a command.
那我们一起来读出埃及记十五章二十五节
Let's read together, Exodus 15:25.
摩西呼求耶和华耶和华指示他一棵树他把树丢在水里水就变甜了耶和华又在那里为他们定了律例典章在那里试验他们我们继续读下去又说你们若留意听耶和华你神的话又行眼睁看为正的事留心听我的诫命守我一切的律例我就不将所加与埃及人的疾病加在你身上因为我耶和华是医治你的所以呢这里神只是摩西一件事情
So here, God gave Moses one command.
这里的水是苦的没有错
It says, yes, indeed, the water here is bitter.
可是这里有一个树
But here is a tree.
就是我指示你的这个树
And this is the tree that I point out to you.
你去把它拿来放在这个水里面水就必甜
Now put this tree into the waters and the waters will become sweet.
所以弟兄姊妹我们都知道我们过红海的经历呢就是今天我们一个受浸的一个预表
So brothers and sisters, the Moses passing on, crossing the Red Sea,sympathize baptism.
有时候我们不受浸的时候我们看到仇敌在后面哭追赶我们
Before we were baptized, we could see that the enemy is right behind us, chasing us.
可是当我们受浸之后我们却发现仇敌远远离我们而去
And after we were baptized, you see that the enemy is now afar.
这是我们每一个人的经历
And that should be the experience of all of us.
可是曾经何时是不是神对我们的生活里面好像供应不足的时候我们就开始抱怨
But when there are times when you thought that your needs are not met, then you start complaining.
这一个树呢代表特别讲到一个十字架的制作
And this tree represents the making of a cross.
在我们的生活里面受浸之后如果我们不把基督的十字架放在我们的里面
Now after we're baptized, if we don't put the cross on yourself,
我们很难知道基督在我们身上工作到底有多少
Then it will be very hard for us to tell how much work the cross has done on us.
以至于我们好像信的主要苦苦的依靠自己
Just like after we believe in Christ, we still are trying to rely just on ourselves.
生活好像还是很苦。
That our life is still tough.
弟兄，我们在那时候呢，就是把基督十字架放在我们里面的时候。
So brothers and sisters, that's when the time you have to pick up this cross.
你看到环境未曾改变。
And you will see that your surrounding will become different.
可是我们内心那甜蜜的感觉却深深起来。
And then in you, you will start having this sweetness.
所以弟兄就常常跟我们交通到不是我们去改变环境
So brother would always remind us that it's not up to us to change our environment.
乃是我们愿意顺从神的吩咐把那个十字架放在我们的里面
But it is up to us to listen to God's command and put the cross on us.
让圣灵引导我们能够尝到那十字架荣美甘甜的滋味
And let the Spirit lead us to the sweetness of our life.
所以整个环境就改变了。
And then after that, you will see that your environment is changed.
不但在这里呢，说到他说，你更要留意听。
here it says that we have to give ear to his commandment.
你还要留心地听,
and we have to keep all his statutes.
听神的话, 听神的诫命,
listen to his commands.
因为耶和华是医治我们的神,
because the Lord is your healer.
这个礼拜呢, 我的身体真的是不太好,
and this week I have not been feeling well.
那在休息的时候呢, 我就在想说, 到底是为什么?
And when I was resting, I was thinking about why am I not feeling well.
所以呢, 人在软弱的时候, 人在生病的时候, 那就会想到说, 到底是不是自己不听神的话?
So when a person is weak, when a person is sick, he might think about, am I not following God's command?
所以就在神的面前也有认罪, 也有思想。
So I come to the Lord and I confess of all my sins and I thought about myself.
好像确实呢, 最近有一些的事情在那里, 我觉得好像自己也, 真的是得罪了神。
And indeed, I think there are some of the things that I've done that might have offended God.
那可是呢, 有时候疾病并不是这样的一个情况。
But then I tell you that at sometimes your sickness has nothing to do with this.
可是不管怎么样, 都是我们一个转回的机会。
But it doesn't matter what the source is, it's always a good time for you to repent.
当我们得到神的医治的时候, 我们让里面的甘甜是那么的深厚。
So that when you're healed by the Lord, your sweetness will come.
我还想到上个礼拜, 在报告的时候,
so last week I remember when I was giving the announcements.
那我们家居弟兄呢, 就在那里报告,
that our brother Timothy was giving the announcements.
那我就坐不下去, 我就马上站起来,
and then I couldn't stand it anymore, so I stood up.
那当我再坐下去的时候呢, 我就知道说, 哎呀, 神啊, 真的抱歉。
And then when I sat down, I knew that I was sorry.
因为我弟兄正在服侍你。
Because Brother George is serving you.
虽然呢, 好像不是很清楚, 可是呢, 我也不应该在当众就站起来打断他的报告跟服侍。
Even though it might be a little confusing, but it's still not up to me to stand up and be in the middle of it.
所以呢, 就在这样的一个情形之下, 也是向神来认错, 也希望弟兄能够原谅。
So it is at that point that I want God to forgive me and my brother to forgive me.
我觉得神在我们儿女的中间常常做一件非常美的事。
I thought to myself that God always does these wonderful things among us.
可能别人也没有要求你去道歉。
Maybe the other person doesn't even want you to say sorry.
可是就是圣灵在那里催逼的时候, 我们就会去做那件事。
But when the Holy Spirit is working among us, then you want to do it.
我们的神是医治我们的神。
That our Lord is our healer.
所以呢, 当他们一路往前, 从这个马拉往前走的时候,
So when they start walking through Mula and on,
那他们可以走到以琳这样一个复活的境界，那他们会发现原来神要他们到一个复活的光景，在那里有十二股的水泉，那里有七十棵常青的树木，那里是一个复活境地的表现。 那里呢是一个复活境地的表现,
and that's a land of resurrection.
所以当他们一站一站往前的时候,
so when they take stop by stop and they march toward this land,
他们在那里所经历的是复活,
all the experience they have had is the experience of reborn.
我们看到宣信博士他自己的见证,
and here we see from Minister Albert Simpson.
那他在高中的时候非常的用功,
and when he was in high school, he was working really hard.
所以呢, 因为太用功了, 他身体的压力过大,
because he worked so hard, he put too much pressure on himself.
所以他的身体就越来越差,
and he became weaker and weaker by day.
那那个恐惧的感觉呢, 越来越强,
and at that point, he became more scared.
强到一个程度, 他觉得他已经快要临近死门,
and he was so scared that he thought he was already dying.
他没有办法, 他觉得说, 好像呢, 在神的面前, 他不知道他自己, 得救的那一个感觉是不是那么真实?
And he didn't know. He even started doubting his experience of being saved.
所以他就要他的父亲来为他祷告。
So he asked his father to pray for him.
所以呢，在祷告的时候，他看到他自己还没有得救。
And during his prayer, he realized that he was not saved.
那又借着这样的一本书，圣洁奥秘的福音。
And through this book, the Holy Mystery of the Gospel.
那这一段话语呢，就把他的心里给开启了。
And this passage captured his heart.
这一段说到，把你们所能做的第一件最好的事,
it says that anything that you can do, the best thing that you can do,
就是相信主耶稣基督。
The best thing is to choose to believe in Jesus Christ.
若没有做这件事, 你所有的行为, 祷告, 眼泪, 乃至于你一切的立志都是徒然的。
He says, if you did not do this as your first thing, then it doesn't matter what deeds you have done, what prayer you have given, how much cheer you have given, it is all in vain.
相信主耶稣基督就是照他的话去做。
To believe in Jesus Christ is to follow his words.
相信他收留你，拯救你。
Remember that he has received you, saved you.
就像他曾经所说的，他来到这里，他永不丢弃我。
Just like he has said, whoever comes to me, I will not forgive. I will not.
这一段话呈现在他眼前的时候。
So when this passage was in front of Simpson,
神的光就临到他。
God's light came to him.
当他跪下向神祷告的时候。
And when he kneeled down and prayed.
那得救的确据就在他的心里发生。
And now he has the assurance of being saved.
也借着这个得救的确据，他就得了医治。
And through this assurance, he is now healed.
兄姊妹，这就是神给我们一个奇妙的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is the wonderful feeling we receive.
我们得救有一个确据。
That when we're saved, we now have an assurance.
不管我们或生或死，我们都是主的人。
Doesn't matter if we're living or dying, we are God's people.
所以呢，当我们看到这些百姓继续往前走的时候
，So when we see these people marching forward，
弟兄姊妹，过了红海几个月，开始抱怨。
Then after they cross the Red Sea, in what month did they start complaining？
上次抱怨喝什么，这次抱怨吃什么
？Last time they complained about without being having water, now they complain。Without food.
弟兄姊妹，是的，常常呢，水都是先用完的。
Brother and sister, yes, the water usually run out first.
最后呢，我们所带的粮食才会被用完。
And then after that, your food supply starts running out too.
当我们自己所有的供应都用完的时候
，That when all of we have is now expired,
我们才会来仰望神。
Then we start coming to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，没得吃了。
Brother and sisters, it is when we run out of food.
答案是什么呢？
When did they start complaining?
过红海几个月又开始抱怨呢
After crossing the West Sea, when did they start complaining again? How many months?
2.5个月，正确答案。
2.5 months.
好，那意思是说呢，在2.5个月呢，他们来到这样的另外一个地方。
It says that basically, after 2.5 months crossing the West Sea, they now come to this land.
他们在那里没有东西吃的时候，他们就抱怨。
And now they run out of food and they started complaining.
可是在这个时候，神还是供应他们。
And it is at that time that God continues to supply them.
所以在早晨就有玛纳降下来。
So now the manna will come from the heaven.
在夜间就有鹌鹑飞过来。
And at night time, quail will come.
飞得非常的低，非常的低，以至于他们能够抓到他们。
It will fly so low that they could be captured.
所以呢，在这样的一个情形，他们就开始来靠神的供应。
So it is at that time that they start relying on God more.
所以呢，出埃及离开红海2.5个月开始，他们就学习靠着主的供应。
So it is 2.5 months after they cross the Red Sea that they learn to rely on God.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的生命所靠的就是这属灵的粮食。
Brothers and sisters, the heavenly life depends on the bread of heaven.
我们都有属灵的生命。
That we now all have this heavenly life.
每一天我们都要靠着主的话来供应我们自己的需要。
And each day we have to live by his words.
那我的儿子 Joshua 呢
？My son Joshua.
今天我常常要他读圣经。
I always ask him to read the Bible.
我就说你按着次序读。
And I said, read it from the beginning to the end.
那今年他就比较有主见，他会告诉我说，爸爸读圣经不是这样读的。
And this year he tells me that he has a different point of view. He says, I don't have to follow the book one by one.
那我也相信他有他读圣经的方法。
And I believe that he has his own ways of reading the Bible.
可是不管是按着次序来读。
But it doesn't matter if you read the books in order.
或是呢，你有你自己的一个进度的规划。弟兄姊妹，我们读圣经的时候，最好是一个全面的来读。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the Bible, we have to make sure we read it completely.
不要一年过去，两年过去，我们永远都在读这个诗篇一篇。
I hope that you're not year by year, you're still on Psalm chapter one.
那所以我们的弟兄又和我们有一些的交通。
So here, a brother has another reminder for us.
我们在读经的时候到底有什么样的态度呢
？We read the Bible. What attitude do we bring with us?
所以呢，每一次我们在神的面前读他的话语。
So I tell you, every time when we read the words of God.
我觉得我们弟兄的态度非常的宝贵，是我们可以一起来学习的。
This is the attitude of a brother, and how we should learn from him.
他说到这是神的话。
He says that these are God's words.
我们在神的面前读神的话。
We are reading God's words in front of God.
我们与神一同读神的话。
And we are reading God's words with God.
弟兄姊妹，当我们用这样的一个态度来读神的话的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when we read the words of God with this seriousness,
你知道环境一来的时候，我们也不会抱怨。
Then you know that when your circumstances become hard, you won't complain.
因为我们每天都吃得饱足
Because every day we are now filled.
因为我们知道怎么样靠着神的话来过日子
And now we learn how we could go by our days with his words.
所以就在两个半月之后
So after 2.5 months.
那对不起所以呢就在他们在这一段时间里面在这个寻的旷野里面他们在那里使用玛纳使用鹌鹑的时候
So it is in that time when they're still in the wilderness, they live by manna.
所以呢，我们发现到神在那里做一件非常重要的工作。
And we also recognize that God is doing another amazing thing.
这是神当时在创造的时候吩咐人要在第七日的时候来安息。
Is that God, when He created everything, in the beginning, He said that the seventh day should be rest.
可是我们看到在创世纪第一章、第二章的时候提到这件事。
We know that in the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and 2, it mentioned that the seventh day should be a Sabbath.
可是呢，在创世纪这个后半段的篇幅里面，好像我们看得不到人在遵行这样一件事。
But after the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and 2, we see that slowly, people start not following this command.
可是当我们看到神的团体他们在旷野行进的时候，
But now when we see when God has a group of people following him in the wilderness,
神就借着这个玛拿这样的一件事情让这些百姓能够来遵行。
And through the giving of the manna, God reminds his people of his original command.
原来这些天上的灵粮在第七日的时候他就不再降下。
Because on the seventh day, there's no manna.
所以这些百姓在第六天的时候他们必须拾取两份。
So it's up to the people to gather 2 times the portion on the sixth day.
所以一到第七日没有粮食的时候
so that when on the seventh day, when no manna comes forth,
众人就能明白这个日子是敬畏主的日子。
Then people remember that the seventh day is the date of reference.
所以在40年的期间每七天就要来敬拜神一次每七天就要敬拜来神敬拜神一次。
So in those 40 years, people remember that every seventh day is the day that they come before the Lord.
好像在生活里面无形之中就养成神的儿女要亲近神的习惯。
Just like in life, slowly their habit will come forth and they will have this habit.
今天到底在我们的生活里面在我们的家里里面有没有这样的一个指标让我们知道我们在主日的时候我们应该把我们的时间分别出来敬拜神。
So today, in our daily life, have we set up the habits or a standard such that every seventh day on a Sunday, we will come to the Lord?
有时候我们可能觉得一次不敬拜主没有关系两次不敬拜主也没有关系。
Maybe sometimes when we're at home, we'll think about maybe I could skip 1 Sunday or maybe skip 2 Sundays.
弟兄姊妹不是没有关系。
But brothers and sisters, I'll tell you that it matters.
主日敬拜主是我们蒙福的一个条件。
That on the Lord's day, when we come worship the Lord, it is a privilege.
主日敬拜主也是我们做父母的在儿女的面前一个见证。
And when we come to worship the Lord on the Lord's day, it is also an example that the parents should set to their parents.
好像儿女在不明白的时候我们可以向他们来解释。
So that when the children misunderstand, we could tell them why.
所以呢当一路往前在行进的时候
So when these people walk in the wilderness
所以我们知道3个月的时间他们就可以从红海开始第一次走到这个寻的旷野
That we know that in 3 months they could come to this land of Shun
这一段路算是蛮长的一段路
And then it is quite a long distance But now when they walk some more to the land of Shilam
那整个呢队伍的停进就停在这里
And now the whole group of people stop
他们在这里有11个月之久
And this piece of land they spent 11 months
那在这里呢摩西到了耶和华的山就是西乃山
And then here Moses got to the mountain of Shilam
那在西乃山上做什么呢
And what did Moses do on the Mount Sinai?
当他们在这里呢, 神把他的十诫传给摩西,
it is that there that God gave Moses the Ten Commandments.
那神也在这里呢, 把他的律例典章颁布给以色列百姓,
it is here that God gave all his command and commandments to Moses for his people to follow.
所以呢, 他们对于土地, 他们的管理有一个概念,
so here, people now have an idea of God, what God wants them to do to
their land.
And now God also gives them guidelines of how they have to keep them, the sanity of the crowd.
所以呢,
and here, they also learn some more on how they have to treat one another.
他们在这里呢,
and here, they give gift to God.
因为摩西在这个山上得到一个异象,
because Moses received a miracle on this Mount Sinai.
一个建造会幕的图像,
and a miracle, a vision of how it has to build a tabernacle.
所以呢,他们知道怎么样奉献礼物给神,
and now they have an idea of what gift they have to bring to God.
那他们在这里呢,他们也知, 摩西呢,也在这里栽培同工,
and here Moses also learned how he has to train some co-workers.
那他也在这里找到首领,
and here he also finds leaders.
所以呢,他按着神的吩咐, 借着许多的弟兄, 他就把整个会幕建造起来。
So with the help and the commands of God, Moses now starts building this group.
所以他在这样的一个情形之下, 慢慢的次序就立起来, 整个团队呢, 就有一个管理的一个工作。
And it is at this place where Moses set up rules and guidelines and laws for his people so that the whole group is now under management.
所以这就像好像我们主日学的老师们一样，这也好像我们做家长的人们一样。
And this is just like the teachers of the Sunday schools or the parents at home.
我就想到有一次呢，在父堂的那个祷告室。
And I thought about there was one time in the prayer room.
那我星期一来的时候，发现哎，这个父堂祷告室的祷告垫都不见了。
And then when I came on Monday morning, I realized that all the cushions for the kneeling is gone.
那我就去到处找。
And I started looking for those cushions.
那找不到,
I couldn't find them.
我就想说, 可能有人带回去把它洗干净,
and I thought, maybe someone took those cushions and wanted to clean them.
那所以我又重新去那个后面把七个祷告垫又拿回来放。
So I went into the storage room and then I find another seven cushions.
那星期二的时候呢, 因为同工聚会,
and then Tuesday, because it's a co-worker meeting.
那同工聚会还没开始, 我就去后院散步散步。
Before the meeting started, I went to the backyard to take a walk.
那一散步一散, 哎, 怎么在溜滑梯上面有一个红红的东西?
And then I saw that on the top of the slide, there's this pink thing.
原来祷告垫都在那边。
And in fact, someone took all the cushions to the slide.
所以我是觉得说, 在我们神家里面,
then I thought about in the house of God.
可能神呢, 会让我们停顿一下。
Maybe sometimes God wants us to take a break.
先让我们在我们的内部有一些的管理。
Let us establish some rules within your organization. Let us put together some organization in our environment. Just like in us, we need to receive some teaching. And we want the parents to not leave so in a rush.
那为什么呢? 可能呢,你就让你的孩子有一点的时间把教会的东西把它整理好。
So maybe it's time for your children to organize the things that they got from church.
或是主日学下课的时候，主日学的老师，你可以让学生们有一点的时间，让他们来整理教室。
And after maybe each class ends for Sunday school, maybe the students can spend some time organizing the room back to its original shape.
这样我们的儿女对神的家才会有感觉。
So that now the children, the young children of God, they start having more feeling to the house.
如果都是我们在收拾的时候,
If we take care of all the needs,
他们觉得弄脏了也没关系,
then maybe the little ones wouldn't care about
别人会做,
it. Because someone will clean it.
弄乱了也没关系,
it doesn't matter,
反正有人会收,
it doesn't matter if I make everything messy, because someone else will look after me.
反正时间到了, 我的爸爸妈妈都叫我快点走就是了。
Because when the time is here, my parents will rush me to go home.
弟兄姐妹, 神的家不是这样。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you that the house of God is more than this.
神的家需要有一个管理在那里。
The house of God needs some organization as well.
弟兄姊妹, 我们在一起就是家人, 这里就是我们的家。
Brothers and sisters, when we gather, we are the same family.
我们的财务, 我们的 用品，我们都需要有许多的弟兄姊妹一起来管理。
All the things that are of this home needs taken care of by each one of you.
所以有时候弟兄姊妹不能管的时候，就来告诉我。
So brother, sometimes when brothers and sisters can't take care of it anymore, they'll come to me.
你管一管吧，你管一管吧。
And then he'll say, "Come on, brother Stephen, you go take care of it."
其实我也不好意思讲。
But then it may be hard for me as well.
可是呢，如果我们都一直在原地的时候，
But I tell you, if we never improve,
可能我们生活没有成长，我们的灵命也很难长进。
Then our life will not mature.
再来，我们讲到就是，当我们愿意守神的吩咐的时候，
And then we talk about when we're willing to follow the command of God.
讲到呢，神在我们中间就做一个组织，在我们的里面。
That how God will organize us into a group.
那在这里有几个重点，就是讲到个人与团体。
And here it talks about a couple of things, individualism versus a team.
零散与整合。
And how we are scattered, and now how we are organized.
无法与纪律。
And without any rules, and to be disciplined.
如果我们每一个人都愿意把神的话遵行起来的时候，
If everyone is willing to follow the command of God,
你发现我们那么容易在团体里面过生活，
then you realize that then our group life,will be very organized.
你会发现许多的资源，那么还有很多的恩赐，容易被整合起来。
Because all of your resources and gifts are easily put together.
我们也发现教会呢，也不再是一个散漫的团体。
And you will also see that us will not be so scattered in the church anymore.
哦，原来在我们这里面，我们还有一个爱在这里保守我们。
In fact, there's this love that unites us all.
所以呢，当我们看圣经，我们会看到这样的一个光景。
Read the Bible, I hope that you can recognize this picture.
当以色列百姓出埃及的时候，
when the Israelites, when they leave Egypt,
那他们的行程非常的赶，
and it was a really rushed journey for them.
中间还有其他的闲杂人等，
and because in the midst of the journey, there's other strangers and foreigners.
所以好像一群人就出来了，
and then group and groups of people will come.
那这一群人呢，他们按着摩西的带领，
And this group of people, they will follow Moses' command. And they follow Moses into the wilderness. And for Moses, he has a special place, a place where he could be alone with God. And he built that place as the tabernacle. And he met the Lord at that place. God also gave him a very clear vision of how that place needs to be. So that Moses knows how to lead his people. And there's also Joshua. And Joshua will be faithfully following Moses. And Joshua will stand beside the tabernacle waiting for Moses. So that Joshua understands how Moses got his strength.
所以呢，我们看到整个百姓好像就是你一团我一团，然后中间有一个小小的黑点。
And then you could see that the people are like different groups scattered, but in the midst of them there is this one black dot.
有的时候我们会嫌别人怎么样。
A lot of times we might think of bad things about everyone around us.
有时候别人也会嫌我们怎么样。
And a lot of time other people will think that we have some bad too.
可是讲来讲去，到底有没有神的吩咐呢？
But now, if you talk to the bottom line, do we all have God's command in us?
当我们话语出来的时候，有没有神的应许呢？
When we speak words, are we speaking according to His will?
所以在这个十一个月停留在这个西乃旷野的时候，
So when they spend these 11 months in this wilderness,
神把他的百姓做了一个整合。
God gave this organization to his people. So here you see that in this arrangement, the tabernacle is in the middle. And outside of this tabernacle, in this white area, that's where the Levites live. And for the 12 tribes of people, for all the other people, it's not for them to just walk into the tabernacle.
所以第一位人的执事就在他们中间。
So that's why the Levi has to come first.
所以呢，神也给摩西一个很清楚的一个指引。
So God gave Moses this clear command.
让十二个支派按着地区来排列。
And let the 12 tribes surround the outside area.
所以呢，我们看到整个就变成一个有秩序的团体在那里。
So now we see that this group has now become organized.
为什么这件事那么的重要呢？
Why is it important to be organized?
因为在接下来再往前走的时候，
Because now as they move even more forward,
他们要面对更大的仇敌，
They will now see stronger enemies.
更强悍当地的居民，
More stronger enemies.
所以在这样的一个情形之内，
So it is at that point.
我们发现神的吩咐在他们中间。
We realize that God's command is still in the midst of them.
他们往前的时候。
So now when they march forward,
那就能够无惧。
That they will now without fear.
所以在这第二年的时候。
So on the second year,
我们知道这整个的组织，整个的团队就被建立起来。
We see that now this group is now very well organized.
那各个支派有各个支派的族长。
And each tribe now has its own leader.
每一个支派呢，也在那里数。可以打仗的男丁人数。
And now each tribe start making numbers of how many soldiers they have.
神选召了利未人来从事会幕搭建跟拆卸的工作。
And God chose the tribe of Levi to serve the tabernacle.
这些工作呢，只有利未人可以来做。
And all this work can only be done by the tribe of Levi.
每一次神也要确定圣幕他们所在的地方的圣洁。
Every time God needs to make sure that where the tabernacle is the place of holiness.
一样的，神也在这十一个月之内再一次的颁发条例。
And yes, through these 11 months, God continues to give them more commands.
再一次告诉他们应当如何奉献。
Continues to show them and tell them how the gift and offering needs to be prepared.
有愿在身的人如何来服侍主。
And how the people that wants to serve the Lord, how they should serve the Lord.
所以就在这十一个月当神把他们都训练好了之后，他们就可以再往下一站前进。
And only after passing these 11 months, they can now march on forward.
弟兄姊妹，我今天的交通就到这边。
And brothers and sisters, I'm going to end my message here today.
下次呢，我会在交通这个决定停进的一个情形。
And next time, I'll talk to you how we need to expand.
最后这样的一个图画，这句就是告诉我们，就说我们怎么样来思想当时会幕跟百姓之间的关系。
And here I want to show you a simple map about how the population and the group is.
所以呢，这个会幕在百姓的中间，我觉得就好像我们教会这么大小。
Now I think that the tabernacle may be the same size as a church.
九公尺乘上四十五公尺。
It's about 9 feet by 45 feet.
可是呢，在包围在这个会幕旁边，神的百姓有多少人呢？
But how many people there are surrounding this tabernacle?
是大概200多万的人口。
It's about 2 million plus.
200多万是什么情况呢？
So how many is 2 million plus?
就是40个 Montreal 的人口。
It is the population of 40 Montreal.
想想看他们怎么样往前。
Think about how difficult it is to take the whole.
想想看他们怎么样停下来。
Think about how difficult it is to stop everyone.
那在他们中间的壮士有多少呢？
And how many warriors are within them?
所以我们发现，大概平均呢，一个支派就是一个 Montreal 的那个人数。
It says on average, each tribe has about the whole population of Montreal as their volume.
所以大概有60万的壮士呢，在这个一个营的里面。
So there's about 600,000 of these warriors captured in a camp.
我发现到神把他们都组织好的时候
And after God put organization into his group,
继续往前的时候不再是一个散漫的团体
So when this group march forward, they're no longer scattered.
那我们看见神在一站一站都让我们属灵的生命能够往前
And here we see that God wants us to come to him step by step.
有时候我们学不会的时候神就继续让我们来学
Times when we don't understand, then God will spend more time teaching us.
当我们愿意顺服的时候，神就让我们往下一站前进。
And it is when we have become disciplined, then we could take one more step ahead.
神愿神的话早上激励我们，让我们做一个顺命的人。
So I hope that this morning His words will encourage us to be diligent.
我们都愿意听神的吩咐。
To listen to God's command.
在神的家生活。
So that we could live our life in God's house.
我们再唱诗歌474首。
Let's sing song 474 again.